for the floor and good morning, everybody. The era of penitentiary system was touched upon both in the recommendations number 82 to 87 and in the today's delegation's recommendations, for which I would like to thank you. The main strategic document in the era of the penitentiary system in the Czech Republic is the prisons policy concept for the years 2015 to 2025. Another important commitment to improve functioning and effectiveness of the penitentiary system is the government's policy statement from the last year. To some extent, these documents reflect previously mentioned recommendations and questions, as well as comments of NGOs and other UN bodies. One of the frequently mentioned topics is prisons overcrowding and the associated poor living conditions of prisoners. We perceive this issue as a very important one, and therefore the Czech Republic has updated the legal framework with effect from January 2024, based on which the minimum accommodation area per two prisoners will increase from 8 square meters to 10 square meters without counting sanitary facilities. At the same time, significant investments are being made to expand prisons' capacities and improve their equipment, and to expand the range of services and educational activities for prisoners pertaining to financial literacy, parental responsibility, or drug addiction prevention. This has been reflected in the budget of the umbrella organization administering the penitentiary system called Prison Service of the Czech Republic. This year, its budget is more than 50% larger than 7 years ago, and it has reached a total of 8.5 billion crowns. At the same time, and in line with some recommendations, the Ministry of Justice is looking for ways to increase the use of alternative sentences or non-custodial measures. In this respect, we responded to the problem of the so-called accumulation of punishments by amending the relevant laws and subordinate norms, leading to a limitation of disproportionate punishment of the offender. On top of that, possibilities of conditional release after serving one-third of the prison sentence have been extended. Furthermore, based on various legislative and non-legislative measures, the share of financial penalties has increased from 5.5% in 2015 to 24.5% in 2021. The positive motivation of prisoners and sentenced persons to cooperate and properly fulfill their duties has also been strengthened, including within the framework of the alternative sentences. The issue of setting the conditions for sentencing and systemic support for penitentiaries and post-penitentiary cooperation in the area of safe release of prisoners will be further addressed inter alia by the advisory group of the Minister of Justice for Criminal Policy, which was established at the end of the last year. The recommendations and comments towards the Czech Republic also concern possible violence and quality of health in prisons. As regards the former, prisons have implemented procedures aimed at the prevention, investigation, and punishment of this criminal activity, covering both persons serving a sentence or in custody and employees of the prison service. However, it's true that in 2021, unfortunately, a relatively higher number of prosecutions of prison service employees and cooperating police officer was registered, which was mainly related to two specific cases. In response to these cases and based on the initiative of the Ombudsman, the prison service adopted a uniform guideline for prison medical staff concerning the examination and documentation of injuries that a prisoner may have sustained during ill treatment, thereby meeting international standards in this field. The Institute of the Prison Ombudsman, established in September last year, has also expanded options of reporting possible offenses committed by employees of the prison service. Primary health care is provided to prisoners at their request or in the instruction or on the instruction of a physician. During the examination of inmate, a prison service employee or policeman may be present at the request of the attending physician. In doing so, the principles of sensitive data protection must not be violated. Certain limitations of the provisions of healthcare may result from an overall shortage of general practitioners and other medical staff, which is unfortunately a general problem in the Czech Republic, outside the prisons as well. The prison service seeks to solve this issue, for example, by involving prisoners with medical education in provision of the medical care. Further efforts will certainly need to be made in order to increase the number of medical professionals working in prisons and thus improve the quality of the care provided. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attention.